Testing, testing, here we go. Welcome, everybody. Just giving everyone a couple minutes to arrive. Be sure that you are in a quiet, comfortable place where you can stretch out and lie down. Have some water with you. Please be sure you're not driving for this transmission. And you might feel a little dance party happening in your bones, so that's cool. We'll begin in about 3 minutes. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Happy full moon. Oh my goodness. I'm feeling it. It's amazing. And, you know, all the feels. And I don't try and understand days like this. I just try and flow with it. But it's the perfect day for some breath. So welcome. Just a few more people settling in. Hi, everybody. So glad to see you all, and I want to welcome you, welcome everybody to Lightcaster Club for today, August the 7th of 2017. My name is Faye Wilder. I'm a Lightcaster. I offer spiritual mentorship and love preaching from California. I work closely with Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, and Isis, and today Mother Mary very much, very, very much. And share breath alchemy, which is my technology for releasing. It's hard to describe. It's like, it's not releasing. It's really just, it's alchemy. It's exchanging. It's exchanging. It's changing. It's transformation by the power of our breath. And for those of you who are new, I want to welcome you to Lightcaster Club and say thank you so much for being here and joining this ever-growing international circle of Lightcasters. It's a real miracle and the highlight of my life. So thank you for being here. And if you've never experienced breath alchemy with me before, I think I'll start off by saying that it's normal while we're breathing to feel everything, but especially to start to feel a little bit dizzy and even kind of nauseous, or to feel tingling in your hands. And some people get kind of like a ringing in their head. Know that it's all normal and it will all pass. And if you ever just need to back off or to stop, please do take care of yourself. But know that you're totally backed by the power of unconditional love that is God, and that you're safe to unravel. And you want to have water and be in a place where you can stretch out and lie down in private so that you can really let go. Holy Mother and Holy Father of all life, the sweet Spirit of God, great source and love that runs through us and around us, above us and below us, within us and without us, we call on you to be with us in this place where you already are, as us. We ask that you guide each of us and help us to let go of what needs letting go and to pronounce what needs pronouncing from our own hearts. We ask that you help us to shine and to open our chests and our shoulders and lift our chin and lift our breasts and lift our eyes and stand up to embody the leaders that we are on earth right now, leading by example, leading through our embodiment, leading through our wavering human nature, showing that anyone who is ready to take a deep breath and accept their own light is ready to lead. And we need all the leaders we can get right now. Asking that we call in, asking all the souls that aren't on the call live, part of the Lightcaster Club, asking their energy to join us now, feeling our beautiful circle literally spanning the globe. Giving thanks to all of the technology that's making this possible, giving thanks to all of the ancestors that have laid the groundwork for us to walk upon, giving thanks to all the star beings and the ascended masters and the beings of light and the animal friends and the plant friends that have hustled to get us together, that have hustled to bring us to where we are in our life by the direction of our own higher selves. We invite into our circle, of course, our beloved friend, our sister, and our guide, our mentor, Mary Magdalene, who shows up as the vibration of unconditional love, loving the condition that is. Inviting to our circle, beloved Yeshua, Magdalene's beloved and co-teacher, who says, I'm always here to help. I'm so happy to help. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Yeshua. And feeling Mother Mary with her beautiful radiant blue, silvery blue light energy and her arms outstretched. Her arms outstretched for us to relax into, but her arms outstretched for her own heart as well. Standing as an example for all of us of how to mother our own beings, how to mother our own souls through this life journey, how to take care of ourselves so we can take care of ourselves so we can lead. Mother Mary saying that she's here so we can completely relax. She's got our back. She's watching the door. She'll take care of all of the rest of it. And let's take a nice deep breath in, and we're just going to open this circle together with three ohms. Everybody's on mute, and I'll try not to blast your ears. I'll back up a little bit in the nose to prepare. We have arrived. This month we're talking about breath, talking about our breath as a blessing. What is a blessing? Well, a gift, a presence, a healing tool. A blessing is something that comes from nowhere. It's a miracle. Our breath is a miracle, and yet it's totally every day. Don't even have to think about it. Just happening, happening, happening all the time. And even when we pass to the next place, the breath keeps moving. Breathing the same air that the dinosaurs breathed, that our ancestors breathed, that Magdalene breathed, that our great, 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 great grandchildren will breathe. Our breath is the key to revealing the truth about ourselves, which is always love. But let's get into this a little bit. Let's also say this, that this month's sermons will build on each other. So be sure to listen to today's call all the way through before joining next, the 24th's call. I've broken it out into these two sort of branches to explore this beautiful tool we have, this gift of our breath that we have, that's been given to us, that we have to give. Our breath is like the doorway to our chalice, the doorway to our temple body. So it's this beautiful dance of giving and receiving at all times. So grateful. I just want to take a moment and say thank you to my breath. Thank you to breath. Thank you to the air, to the oxygen, to the wind. Take a nice deep breath and let that come into your body. Okay, so first things first, we got to talk about the universe. So here's the thing about the universe and the natural law of the way things are. The way things are is chaotic. The universe is always in chaos. It's always in this place of recreating and rebirthing at all times. It's like this constant dance of reorganizing creative potential, which is a synonym for God. The universe is a constant reorganization and repeating, retrying, expressing God. Not for lack of having good expressions already, but out of the pure delight of creation. This is true in very big ways, in very big systematic ways, in the way that stars die and then are reborn, in the way that micro ecosystems come to become bigger ecosystems in the way that animals interact with one another and parasites interact with bigger organisms and symbiotic or maybe not so symbiotic relationships. This potential you can see in even like a nightmare of a kitchen drawer, you know, your junk drawer that you open up and you think, oh, it's just chaos of string and random forks and sporks and hot sauce and like some random Lego and So it's always this potential for creating new systems. Like that drawer you open, you have this opportunity to clear out what you don't need and don't use, always re-examining what those things are, always asking the question of what makes sense now. And then to arrange in a way that feels beautiful and easy and practical. Let's remember always our breath is very, very practical. This feeling of chaos, this energy of recreation, true in a relationship that feels broken or really difficult, or if you're getting ready to birth a creative offering in your business, that you're on the edge of something, you're at the cliff. And if you haven't read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, I highly, highly recommend it. He talks a lot about being on the edge and that when we're working from our place of genius, which is our God place, and I'll say this here, this is so beautiful. You've probably heard that fear is just excitement that's not breathing. And I would say fear is just your genius that's not breathing. And we're going to get into this in our session today later. But remember that this reorganization, this nature of the universe that's always looking to recreate in more effective, beautiful ways, is ingenious. It's pulling miracles out of nowhere. It's incredible. It's incredible. Think about the way I can see it in my own body where I had C-section birth and where my body was literally cut open for my babies to be born. And the skin on my body is completely reorganized and completely come back together. It will never be like it was before, but it is in a new, better way. And it had this opportunity to be reborn and reconnect because of this clearing out that happened in my body. So it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Okay. So creation, this process of reorganizing and making systems, this is life. And you, beloved Lightcaster, are the creator. In fact, all beings, in fact, all things, animate, inanimate objects, are the creator. Doing this beautiful dance of this harmonizing at all times, blending our frequencies and adjusting and shifting to make it feel better and better and better. And let's be clear that we are on earth to make it feel better. We are on earth to learn from more love, more creative expression. And that's not about bypassing, but that is why we are here. That is our mission. So it's a miracle, this the way the universe is. So the whole point of life, of being this creator, is to take these big leaps. And that's not to say, let's be clear, you know, we need the downtime that form provides, right? Like if the feminine, if the goddess is this ever flowing, ever creating like cycle of new, we wouldn't have the space or time to enjoy it. So let's call in to the beautiful structure and anchoring energy of the form and of a pause of hanging in that place of not knowing to enjoy the life that's coming through us. So this is practically means having integration time, and practically means inviting the sacred pause into your day, into your year, into your sentence. Being a creator means embodying your sovereignty. Sovereignty doesn't mean being in control. That's the rub. We all want to be sovereign, but it means we take 100% responsibility for our experience, and it means that we completely surrender to the magnificence of our creative power. And we've all heard Marianne's beautiful saying that we are most afraid of our light. And if you take a look at your life, I'm sure you will find examples where it just maybe felt a little bit safer to play small, where fear and constriction were actually helping you to feel safe. But when we say yes to our sovereignty, and when we say yes to ourselves as the creative masters, mistresses, goddesses that we are, we're saying yes to total surrender. We're saying yes to flying off the cliff all the time, to diving into this muck of potential and recreating it into something tangible, useful, pragmatic, helpful, beautiful. Yes, please. So it's the acceptance of the power of the goddess in our own being. And this can be scary for many different reasons. I'm sure, I don't think we need to go into it, but we'll just say briefly, that it makes other people feel uncomfortable when you show up in your full radiance, even though people, I think it goes both ways. It depends on what's happening, circumstance, yeah? But it can be very easy for people to not want to be with that and to do everything they can to change your frequency. Now, there's no such thing as someone changing your frequency. Remember, we are sovereign. We are completely responsible for our energy, for our vibration, for our experience of the world of form. And yet, in order to make our way through the day, to make our way through our family structure, to make our way through our community, to make our way through life, it can sometimes feel like the easier, softer way to just kind of tone it down a notch. So this is where breath comes in. This is where breath is so beautiful. Ah, so grateful. Okay, and I'll say more about that. I'm still laying this foundation. When I was getting ready, I was like, really? This is so much about not the breath, but this is what it is. So surrendering to our sovereignty, surrendering to our creative mastery is not we cannot mantra our way into it. It has nothing to do with our mind. And this is where, it's wonderful to connect with other people who are like, quote, minded. It's wonderful to read inspirational words, which all of us have so much access to today. It's even wonderful to have mentorship and people saying, you're doing great, I love you, yes, go, go, go. But honestly, in my own experience, all of those fall flat, and here's why. So I'm going to talk a little bit about cellular belief, and I want to really talk up Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton. If you don't know his work, he's an incredible biochemist. Is that the right word? Somebody? Anybody? Nobody knows. Go Google him. And he has a book called The Biology of Belief, as well as many other books. He's a wonderful, beautiful man, and I highly recommend his work. And in short, what he has shown us is the science that our cells exist in one of two forms. We know it as fear or love. And if you've worked with me, you've heard this before, but I can never hear it enough times. So here we go. And fear is contraction. Fear is stagnation. Fear is essentially death. If you think about a cell that's constricted, it's not getting oxygen, it's not getting nutrition, it's not getting life force, it's going to die. Fear or constriction happens because we feel afraid, because we feel like we must defend, and we're going to talk about why in a moment. And what's the other way that our cells can exist? In expansion, which is, again, ties into the nature of the universe, which is always expanding, which is always inviting us to run, 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 jump, lift, and feel our wings spread as we lift off the cliff. This expansion or love, this invitation to move forward, to go out into the world. And let's be clear again, this isn't about like 24/7 broadcasting out into the world. This can be a very internal practice. This can be you in your meditation going deep within your body and feeling your cells open and expand. And even as I say that, you may feel a tingling in your body as your sensual nature remembers, oh yes, I am here just for you, beloved. So this, it, it, it is about being big and bold and beautiful in the world of form. But it is also about being inquisitive, curious, and committed to going deep within ourselves, to discover what else, what other expression of love can we find there? Surrendering to unconditional love is not a mind event. It is an embodiment event. Surrendering to our true nature of unconditional love is not the result of hard work or becoming worthy. It is acceptance of our true divine nature. Now, back to Bruce. Bruce shows us that our cells are either in contraction or expansion, not based on thought, which is sort of, you know, what we, you know, we become what we think. We hear that a lot. Not based on thought and not based on our environment either, right? We hear that too. Like our DNA will express according to where we are and how we're being treated. No. It expresses according to our belief, to what we believe, which is a heart activity. And the thing about belief is you cannot fake it. The thing about belief is we cannot talk ourselves into it. Belief is our bottom line. Whether we know it, whether we believe it, whether we've accepted it, or we have any experience working with it, we are godly, powerful creators. Yes? Yes. No matter what. And so this power is expressing whether we're working with it or not. And that's when, you know, that's when things are, the world of form gets kind of funky because people are sleeping and people are operating on a belief that, you know, in short, they are not God. In short, they are not connected to the one source that is love. They believe that they need to earn it, that they need to strive, that they need to pay penance, that they need to get the message from someone else. And this is not something that we need to feel bad about. All of us have this sort of layering on top of our true nature. This is just kind of what we're working with, and we're working with a long history of these teachings and the psyche, this communal psyche, that we, this is like this opportunity. We're opening the kitchen drawer of our communal psyche and saying like, what the heck? No, we are one. We are God. We are always ready to create something new, and we're ready to create something beautiful. This mucky, like dualistic, disconnected, hateful, warring, raping kitchen drawer will not stand. No, ma'am. And then we get to work clearing it out. Okay, so the world of form that we are most intimate with is our body. She's literally an emanation of our belief. She is our own universe expressing based on our belief. And if we have been trained and brought up to believe that we are not safe, that we are not in fact connected to a loving God, we can't surrender. We cannot surrender, no matter how much we want to, no matter how inspiring this talk is, no matter how fast and forceful I say it, you are unconditional love. You are backed by unconditional love. Nothing can fuck with you. Go forward. If we don't believe that in ourselves, we're gonna hit the upper limit. It's like maybe we'll pretend to jump or like take an Insta story of jumping, but like we might still be holding back. You see, we will hold back, and not because we're foolish, because we're smart, because we're defending what we feel we must keep safe. It's brilliant. It's a system that was developed out of the chaos, and it's brilliant, and it no longer serves us, and we're ready for something new. So I want to be clear that when we talk about being safe, when we talk about being unconditional love, this does not mean that we won't have pain. This does not mean that we won't have this human experience. This means, this is a quote that Matt Kahn says I love so much, that we are so safe and so loved that we are safe to feel unsafe. That when we're in those moments in our life of what the fuck is going to happen here? Is my child going to be all right? what's going to happen in this political situation? What's happening with our beautiful Mother Earth? How can we help her? That the feelings that come with these questions, they are real and they are right and they are important, because you're right. Things are amok. And we're safe to feel those feelings. We're safe to feel insecure. We're so safe and loved. We can be quaking in our boots, our goddess heels, our bare feet, and still move forward, breathing to reveal our genius. Because make no mistake, it is your genius, beloved, that will change the world. It is your ideas, your inspirations that come from the deep womb of nothing. They come out of nowhere. You don't even know what they are. They are here to change the world. They are coming to change the world through you, as you. So if we're going to lift off that cliff, we must believe that we are safe. Safe, deeply believing in a God, in a benevolent power that is love. And let's be clear that when I talk about God, Sophia God, Christ consciousness, spirit, I am simply talking about the creative force of love. And I invite you, if you have been brought up in a tradition that has made God feel anything other than love, that you go within your own self and ask, what is God to me? And that you give yourself that honor of exploring within the universe of your own cellular makeup, what is God to me? To me, God is unconditional love, creative force. So, believing and embodying in love is an unfolding experience that can sometimes be very brutal and messy, and there's no map. So to walk that path of surrender with no map, we've got to feel safe. We've got to feel like we don't have to defend ourselves, that our cells can continue to expand. Do you understand that we can continue to open? We can continue to open, open, open. The story of life is always the story of love. This is not a mental exercise, beloved. This is an embodiment. So, if we're experiencing contraction, if we don't believe that we're safe and loved, our cells will naturally become tense. They'll be defensive. They're going to suck energy. They're not going to be creating energy, which is our natural cellular state. We will age, we'll die, we'll get grumpy, we'll be in pain, we'll feel closed off. I always think of, you know, when I feel that way, my face gets tight, my chin drops to my chest. I just feel like I can't look up. It's like I'm going back into the womb. And of course, there's something to be said for the natural cycles of death that we experience in our lifetime, cellular death and renewal. But I think it's really, really important that we continue to claim that we can learn without actually aging. We talked about this last month, I think, that we are able to continually renew and regenerate when we are existing in our fundamental state of love, right? So when we're spending our time in fear, we don't feel safe, right? And what happens then? We feel ashamed. We're not doing a good job. We don't feel the love of God. What's wrong with me? I'm disconnected. Oh, shit. And another way that we can feel unsafe is when we are not being honest in our lives. This is a very, very important piece. And not being honest can mean that we're telling lies to people. Or it can mean, you know, when you have that little inkling of like, I think I need to stop eating this. Or, you know, I don't really feel good when I talk to my son like this. This experience, my own voice, this is what's happening for me right now. And And to continue doing those things when they've come to our attention, it's like we're getting further and further out of alignment from the truth of ourselves, which is love. And it doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel good. And when we don't feel safe, when we're far away from the nexus of our truth, we're going to act out of defense. And then conflict arises and it's ugly and uncomfortable. So what if instead we, as soon as we got the nudge, we took the right action to remain in alignment, to remain in alignment with the truth of who we are? And I think that can be maybe felt as a call to become perfect in some way, which is this is perfect exactly as it is. And I think we must also remember that we're here to surrender to the mystery. We can understand these concepts and play with these concepts and breathe with these concepts, but there is mystery to it all. You are God, I am God, we are God, and God is God. So there's always this piece that we can't control. Always, always, always. And that's where the juice is. So your cells. Your cells are your ascension vehicle. They are, in fact, your Merkaba. They're going to lift you to heaven. Your Merkaba goes, you can look, Google it on the internet, or I can post a picture in our Facebook group. It's moving in all directions at once, truly spinning and sending energy up and down into the earth, elevating and grounding. And your cells are this very essence. They are this geometry in your body. And you don't actually have to do anything to change your cells to experience their ascension nature, right? We just have to, and I don't even want to change, say the word change, connect with the truth of belief of what our cells are, of who we are and what we are, and to change our belief or to connect with the truth of unconditional love. To exist in the confidence of our power, literally all we need to do is breathe. Our breath is God. It's the spirit of all life moving through us. And so God heals. Our breath is love. Love heals. And when we use our breath to attend to the cellular tension that we inevitably will have, and it doesn't matter how long I've been practicing breath alchemy, I still find more cellular tension. It's I don't know, maybe one day. But it's beautiful because when we practice breath alchemy, we connect to the source in this really fast, effective way. And you literally need no tools. I'm here to help you, to guide you, but you don't need me. I'm just a voice. I'm just here to show you what I know about this incredible power. You have everything you need. The breath is a resonant tool, or a tool for resonance, let's say, attune to our true frequency that no one can take from us. I'm going to play some music. I have a little speaker here, but you don't need that. That's just kind of a nice enhancement. You don't need the oils. You don't need the crystals. All you need is a breath. Let's take a nice deep breath together. In the mouth, feel it open your whole body, and exhale. Your breath is God. Your breath is love. In the Bible, in the very beginning, the sentence says, and I actually didn't look it up, so I'm not sure I have it totally quoted, but basically, God said, let there be light. But before God can say anything, what does God do? Takes a breath. You are the creator. Before you can create light, you must take a breath. Before you can command miracles by the power of your word and your presence and your actions, you take a breath. And you connect instantly to the source of all that is. You open your temple body as the holy chalice and allow the energy of chaos and creative potential and reorganization and genius to move through your cells, sweeping them and just iterating, reminding, affirming their truth that they are safe to do anything, to go anywhere, to face any of the major problems that we face on Earth today. And those major problems may feel like you just are facing them in your own kitchen drawer. You know what I mean? And we'll talk about this next week more. But this is how our breath becomes our greatest blessing. So how does she work? I want to just and we'll experience this, and I think it'll be the best way is through experience. But just know that we don't breathe to change anything. We just breathe to allow an unfolding. It's like if you see, just envision your cell, a cell that feels scared and defensive, and maybe a part of you that was never, that was told to shut up or not cry or to fall in line or, you know, whatever form it came in. And it feels like, I'm not safe to expand. I don't know what you're talking about, lady, but I can't expand. To find that cell and see her so tight and closed up like a little hard nut. And what will happen with the breath is like a saturation, like a melting, not a changing, not a switching over or replacing, but alchemy. And really what happens in alchemy is that we change into our natural state, and with the breath and presence and a willingness, beloved, to feel the feeling that lives inside of that cell, most often rage, grief, and fear. And you know what? A lot of times too, overwhelming joy, overwhelming, it's like, so impressed at how beautiful you are and how incredible life is. That's in that nut too. And as we breathe and let that cell just do her thing, just do her thing, she relaxes and she becomes what she always was, which is love. Do you understand? And so the belief naturally happens because it's, you are embodying love, and nothing can touch you, and everything can touch you. That's it, precisely. Everything can touch you. And then the breath becomes this beautiful messenger. She's like the tube at the bank, the drive-up bank. I haven't seen one in a long time, but I remember it when I was a little girl. My mom went to one. And there's this beautiful suction system that vacuums up the tube into the bank, and there goes your money into your bank account, and then they send back a receipt. And your breath is this little cylinder, this container with all of the information of the entire universe, which is synonymous with God, literally moving through the structure of your body, informing, loving, listening, blessing, blessing, blessing. Today, we're going to work with our inner world, and next week, we're going to work, do some breath alchemy, and use it as a blessing to the outer world, and see how powerful our breath can be in our interactions with, quote, other people, which to do that effectively, we must first be interacting with the, quote, other people within us, or these cells that feel tension. Have a sip of water and find yourself a very, very comfortable place. Today we're going to do very simple breath alchemy. And I want to empower you that you can do this anytime in any place. And you can experiment. There's a lot of different techniques that people teach for breath work. And you find what works. This is what works for me. And it's directly connected. It's somatically integrated. And it's also inspired by the Ascended Masters, who I feel so deeply when I do this work. This is where I met Mary Magdalene the first time. So go ahead and lie down. And we're going to just do some inhales through the nose and exhales by the mouth. This is a song called The Hunter. And we're going to let our breath search around. And I always say we're not hunting to kill. It's like we've walked into a party and we're hunting for the friends that we haven't said hello to yet. And there's some fierceness to this energy. There is some fierceness to this breath. This is the mama bear breath. Who needs the love? So we breathe in the nose and exhale out. creating some fire in the body. May I already feel like some loosening up in the throat, fire behind the eyes, and dry mouth. And so you drink the water when you need it, but please do remember that you are safe to feel uncomfortable. That's it. Now, please let your body move as she feels like moving. You might feel dropping, stomping heaviness on your exhale. Feeling a little heat, sweat happening. Let it come. This is not a mind exercise. This is embodiment. Beyond understanding. Good, keep going. Pick it up a little bit. Here we go. Big breath in. Letting this initial fire burn away the first top layers of stress and tension. Holding, feeling it move through your body, inviting greater surrender. Magdalene says, go ahead and get weird. That's it. Good. Keep your breath moving now, long, slow, and deep through your mouth. Like a wave. Moving from the bottoms of your feet, the tips of your toes, up your legs, up your pelvis, your yoni, touching your entire pelvic floor, waving and whispering around. Moving up and up through your chest, your heart, your bosoms, your throat, your face. Exhaling back down. Making sure you let your breath move through your shoulders, your ribs, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. Letting your breath become the Kundalini serpent that she is. Again, this is not a mind exercise, it's embodiment. So please move your body as you feel like moving. Let your breath move you through the mouth, long, slow, and deep. Now, we're going to work with a mantra. I'm going to give you a mantra. If it feels good, you use it. If you want a different one, you use a different one. When we use mantra in this breath alchemy, we say it out loud. So say it out loud. We're going to start. Well, what's the bottom line? Where are we trying to go? What's like the ultimate, the marquee, the truth of who we are? I am the beloved. Which is even greater than I am love, because I am the beloved means I am the one looking and I am the one being looked at. I am the Holy Spirit of all life. I am the goddess in the body. I am the beloved. Try it. So we say it and then we keep breathing. Long, slow, deep through the mouth. I am the beloved. Oh, and now here's the time when the head chimes in, when tension in the cells shows up, and you might hear a ringing in your ears saying, that's not true. You're just a person, just a speck, just
trying to get by. You're always going to be poor and late and old. Keep breathing with those thoughts, however they sound to you. Nice deep breath in. Exhale, I am the beloved. No, you're not. Nobody likes you. I am the beloved. Well, then why can't you pull it together? I am the beloved. Now, if you find a particularly nagging voice, you let her have the microphone. We are not trying to layer inspiration and mantra over these sweet cells that need tending. So if you have a sticky place, you be with that sticky place with your breath. You're safe to come out, beloved. You're safe to tell me how you really feel. I feel afraid. I feel like I'm never going to get this life thing. I feel like, what did I do coming to this planet? I feel like, what have I done having these children? Oh my God, I fucked up. And I invite you to let your breath move at the pace that feels good. Continue long, slow, and deep through your mouth. I am not loved. I am not loved. I am deeply afraid. Why would God be me? What does that even mean? I am the beloved. I am the beloved. Long, slow, and deep. Thorough. Anybody else have anything to say? You're welcome to speak up. I'm broken. I'm old. I'm late. I am the beloved. Could be as simple as, I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe. Long, slow, and deep. I don't feel safe. I feel so afraid. You may feel the tears. You may feel the sobs or the heaving. I am the beloved. I am the beloved. Long, slow, and deep through the mouth. Keep it moving. And just notice how you feel in your body. What is this vibration like? Is there more freedom in your hips and your yoni and your chest? Perhaps your shoulders a little wider, perhaps a little more fluidity. Again, reminding you, you can't see me, but I am dancing. I am dancing. So let your body move. And now we're going to show ourselves the power. So this breath is like dropping a rubber ball. We still stay through the mouth. When we breathe through the mouth, we incite the sympathetic nervous system. We're lighting a fire. This isn't about relaxing and letting go. This is about stepping into the holy power of regeneration, recreation. So we take a big breath through the mouth and then drop it like a ball and then pick it back up. Fast. My love is the bomb, my goodness is the rocket. Tell me, don't stop it. My faith rises up, beating the wild horse. Keep it moving. I'm holding on my heart, so it's never forgotten. You're only forgotten. Sun and the moon and the stars, I've been watching. This is not a mind exercise. This is embodiment, beyond understanding, simple presence. We don't know what this word Selah means, but we feel it. Continue with the dropping, and as you drop your exhale, feel as though this ball is moving down a spiral staircase through your torso. Fast, brrrm, up, down, up, down, up, down, into the vortex of your yoni, up all the way, pull it up to your face, down, up, down. One more, inhale big, let it out with sound. I am the beloved. I am the beloved. Here's an invitation to relax into the power of who you are, of what you are, and to just be with it and explore it by the power of your own holy breath. Inspiration, respiration, spirit, God. Your breath is God praying through you as you. And you said, let there be light. And there was light. Breath continuing to move through your mouth, but now more gentle. Like a baby dragon. Or like, this is it, like the mama dragon whispering to her baby. So it is very big, robust, and complete. And it has the sweetness of rose on it, moving through your entire body. And you may feel now your body, how she is in fact a part of the sofa you're lying on, or the chair, or the ground. And in fact, how that sofa is a part of the floor. And how there really is no distinction between the soul of your home and the earth she sits on. You can literally feel that even though we're far apart, in one sense, physically, our bodies are actually touching. That our cells are communing and meeting in this beautiful space of spiral unfolding. Take this time to sweep through perhaps the back of the neck or the jaw, places, you know, generally tight. Really, the womb is very tight, numb for many people, the yoni, the vagina, feeling these places and just letting your breath go there. You don't have to change anything, you just are blessing, anointing yourself. Through the mouth, long, slow, and deep. I am the beloved. Don't be sad if you have other thoughts. That's okay. They will always come. You're safe to feel those thoughts for the rest of your life. Give them the microphone. What do they have to say? As we go deeper, as we unravel, as we open and undefend ourselves, we might find new layers underneath. We're safe to feel unsafe. We're safe to let those layers and those layers and those layers until the end of time to be with them with the presence of our breath, long, slow, and deep by the mouth. Like the wind in the trees, barely rustling. It's like a shimmer. This work is not ever done, because as you continue to let go and expand, as you continue to ascend, there will be new heights from which to leap. The bar gets higher. And so what felt scary to you last week might not feel scary today. You have a little practice with that move. I'm thinking of those guys that do parkour, you know, they like leap off of buildings, but they start leaping, you know, jumping against the railing or the tennis court wall. And they show themselves, I can do this. I am the beloved. And then they try something a little higher. Perhaps your broadcast gets a little bigger. I am the beloved. Perhaps you wake up one day and you realize everything about your life is in question. Everything you thought you had lined up and set, all the ducks in the row, you're not sure about anymore, and you're asked to make some dramatic, practical changes in your life that may inconvenience or upset other people, and maybe you. New heights. I am the beloved. Perhaps in your quiet meditation, breathing with the inner landscape of your presence, you discover an untapped well of the holy light that you are, and you experience ecstasy and bliss in your body as never before. New heights. I am the beloved. I can do this. Perhaps you're called to stand in your power, shoulders wide, chin up, breasts lifted, in the face of real danger. I can do this. I am the beloved. And now, listen. Is there another mantra that's coming? Is there new information, a solution, perhaps a next step for something you've been wondering about? How do you feel? What do you believe? Letting your breath begin to settle. Feeling that just this brief time, just 20 minutes of presence with your breath has reorganized your entire cellular being. Has revealed more of who you are to you and to all of us. So as the dust settles from this, like, dance with chaos being beautiful creative potential, God, what do you see? What is revealed? The diamond light of who you are. Be with her. look her straight in the eye. Feel your heart, your throat, and your womb connect with hers, with yours, with ours. Let your breath begin to move gently through your nose. Mouth, just relax. Feeling your body connected to the earth as she always was, always is. Feel your body as the earth. The earth saying, thank you for all of the bodies you created and all of the lifetimes you lived that have nurtured my soil to give birth to all of these new bodies, beings, plants, animals. We did this together. Feeling the vibration of who you are, the frequency of who you are. This is not a mind exercise, this is embodiment. Feeling your channel connected to the seventh plane of creation, to the source of all life, to the mystery, traveling down through the heavens, through your crown, behind your eye, through the third eye, throat, down through your beautiful emerald heart, your beautiful radiant sun, down through your incredibly sensual, sensitive yoni, and down through your root, your bottom line, which is, I am the beloved. That is the root chakra on which you stand. I am the beloved. Moving down into the earth and connecting to the middle of the earth, to your earth star. Feeling yourself as the holy channel of all life. Taking a moment to say thank you to yourself for showing up, for doing this work. Work, this dance, this blessing. Thank you to all of our sisters and brothers, lightcasters around the world, showing up, incarnating now to create heaven on earth. By taking 100% responsibility for our own experience, by presencing with our defense and loving our defense enough so that they feel safe to open, and lift off the edge. Fear, tension, just your ingenuity waiting to breathe. Saying thank you to all of our Ascended Master friends today and to the spirit of all life running through us, connecting us. I give you deep thanks, beloved one. Thank you. Please take as much time as you need to start moving. Drink quite a bit of water. Spend time outside and do this anytime. Anytime. Nobody has to know, but everyone will feel it. I love you so much. Namaste.
Amen.